Corcoran.
Zafferin.
Interesting.
Now, suppose the thing you put in is made out of glass. If it's made out of glass, would that be a cork?
A stopper.
A glass cork or
stopper.
A stopper? Or what?
Stopper.
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 But you'd call a cork a stopper also.
No, I wouldn't.
You were thinking of the glass when you were thinking of the cork. I see. Okay. If you had a nail and you want to get the nail in the board, you'd better hit it with a
hammer.
Now, I'm way out of my territory now. On the wagons, they used to have wagons. They had different ways of hooking up certain numbers of horses to the front. They had different names for if you had one horse, if you had two horses, and could you brief me on this? Just tell me about how you hooked the horses up to the front, the way the horse was attached to the wagon.
Single horse, I say for one. Now go on.
The way they were attached to the wagon?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
You'd have to have an evener. If you had three horses, you would have to have that equalized, you understand, the one here on the side would be pulling the equal to the other two, so that it has to have the divided right, you understand.
Divided right.
That is, it had to be, you can realize that this evener that comes out here, that you're hooked to this wagon, the one horse on the outside, these two, they're pulling, he'd be one, this would have to be just one third, you understand? They'd be two thirds of this thing, and he would be having, those would equalize the pulling.
Now suppose you had two horses.
The evener would be the same.
Evener, and one horse, you'd have
a shaft. He'd go in a pair of shafts, you understand?
But you never talk about, with a two-horse rig, a double tree, and a one-horse rig, a single tree?
A double tree, uh-huh. Yes. That's right, in a two-horse rig.
I see.
That's a piece of lumber, and then these single trees are fastened to this double tree, see?
I see. Uh-huh. And on a buggy, you'd have shafts also, huh?
Yes, shafts, and there's just a single tree there, because unless you had... If you had a two-horse rig, you'd have a pole and a double tree.
A pole, is that the tongue?
That's the tongue. Mm-hmm. That's the tongue.
You wouldn't call it the neat pole.
The what?
The neat pole?
Not
just pole.
Our name for it was the tongue of the of the buggy.
Buggy
tongue. Or the wagon tongue, either one.
Mm-hmm. I see.
Yes.
Okay, and man had a wagon, and he had some wood, and he brought the wood from here over to there. You might say he's doing what to the wood? He's
moving it, hauling it.
Hauling it, okay. Yeah. Now the tool that breaks up the ground is the...
Is a plow.
And then you go over it with a...
You go over it with a horse.
Disc. The
disc,
and then...
Disc it?
And then after you disc it...
And harrow.
And do you ever have a sort of a raft-like thing that you'd haul stones out of the field?
That was a stone boat, we called it.
Mm-hmm. Didn't call it a drag.
No, not this, not to haul stone. A drag is what you drag the ground with, but a stone boat you haul the stone on.
And they just do that when it's muddy?
Well,
that's a good time to do it.
Go a little bit easier.
I remember riding on my grandfather's once. It was muddy, I remember.
That's right. But they could use a drag, but you know, we for hauling the stone, we had what they called a genuine stone boat made of lumber.
And the kinds of sleds the boys played on?
Sleds?
Yeah, different names for sleds around here. Different kinds of sled.
Well,
bobsled?
We drove a bobsled in the wintertime.
Yeah.
And then we had a cutter that was another sled.
Smaller than a bobsled?
Yeah, that was a little fancy.
Like a buggy and a wagon, that much difference.
Yeah, size. Huh?
Yes.
Yeah. And there's solid runner, and where a bobsled had four